Cooper. You're listening to The Daily on this, the 29th of March, if you can believe that. Easter is just around the corner, which, of course, for many of us makes us think, I don't know, chocolate bunnies, public holidays, a couple of days off. However, many unfortunate greyhounds, it means something very different. We do have the annual Golden Easter Egg Greyhound Racing Competition, which holds its final in early April. So that might all seem hunky-dory, but with any kind of, I guess, racing industry, it does come with a couple of its own concerns. So to speak to us about this and the major competition is the president of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds, Dennis Anderson. Dennis, thanks so much for joining the show. How's it going?
Yes. Well, good morning. Thank you for having me on your show.
No, it's my pleasure. So we'll just say, so as the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds, you guys released a little bit of a report detailing the types of injuries, I should say, that dogs suffer and alike just in the industry with all the racing that goes on around the country and I suppose around the world. It seems a little paradoxical that an industry that says to care and love for these dogs can, I guess, possess some of the, or at least it creates a lot of the harm that might be made to these dogs. Do you want to give us a little bit of context and frequency, I suppose, about these injuries and then even deaths?
Yes, certainly. Well, the report that we released in February covers all the deaths and injuries of dogs Australia-wide and by state. So Australia-wide, there were 202 greyhounds killed on the track last year and another 9,861 injured on the track. Now, in New South Wales, that was 48 killed and 2,821 injured. Now, the vast majority of these injuries that are fatal are broken legs. When a greyhound breaks its leg, the owner and trainer of the greyhound will opt to put the greyhound down rather than take it to the vet and have the greyhound's leg repaired. The injuries, 80% of the injuries occur on the curves of oval tracks, and another 10% of the fatal injuries occur in what's known as the catching pen, which is where you have dogs doing 60 kilometres an hour suddenly racing into a very small confined space where once again they collide with one another and break their legs. So that's the truth of the greyhound racing industry in New South Wales and in Australia.
So it's similar to that in horse racing, I suppose, which is once a dog is unable to race, then I guess there seems to be no use for them as far as a trainer and an owner is concerned. But do the costs, I guess, to keep a dog alive and just to, I don't know, exist as just a regular pet or this, that, or alike, I can't imagine those costs are similar to that of a horse. So I can see why it might happen to a horse, although I don't agree with it. But is it easier to just facilitate a dog into a family or to do any other role that just isn't purely racing?
Yes, it is. In fact, I have a rescue greyhound myself, and owning a rescued greyhound is just like owning any other pet dog. No difference whatsoever.
I see. Just to backtrack then, I suppose, on those stats. So the 202 deaths you said and around 10,000 injuries in the report. Where did this report come from? Where do these stats come from? Was that from you guys yourselves or were these from independent bodies that might be involved in the industry? Are we to look at this purely transparently or is there going to be skews there and such?
No, these are taken from the stewards' reports. Now, every greyhound race that occurs in Australia has a steward who at the end of the race writes a report, and contained in that report are the deaths and injuries suffered by the dogs. It includes the nature of the injuries and how the injury occurred. So what we did last year, we went through every steward's report for every race and compiled these figures.
Right, I see. So what about I read a little bit about the difference between straight and kind of curved tracks. I don't have much of an idea. What are these different types of tracks? I'd imagine the straighter tracks are safer just because there's less variables involved and such and kind of, I don't know, what kind of tracks do we see in Australia and where can we possibly move to?
Okay, so the oval track is, as you would imagine, just a circular track.
Yep.
And the vast majority of tracks in Australia are oval. There are three straight tracks that operate currently in Australia, one in Queensland, one in Victoria, and one in South Australia. Now, the University of Technology Sydney did a detailed study on how to make tracks safer. That study was paid for by Greyhound Racing New South Wales.
Right.
Now, its number one recommendation was to race on straight tracks. We also did a study and analysed over the same number of races the deaths and injuries on straight tracks where they exist as opposed to oval tracks. And we discovered exactly the same as the University of Technology Sydney, that you will reduce deaths and injuries by 50% if you race on a straight track as opposed to an oval track. Now, the other interesting thing that the University of Technology Sydney discovered was that if you reduce the number of dogs in a race from 8 to 6, you will also reduce deaths and injuries by 50%. We did our own independent study of that, and our study concurs with the findings of the university study. And what we're calling on all these racing bodies is to immediately reduce the race field from 8 down to 6. That then reduces congestion on the track, and then that reduces the likelihood of the dogs colliding at 60 kilometres an hour and breaking their legs.
I see. I would imagine, though, as soon as you slim down a race from 8 to 6 dogs, well, that just means that there's two dogs from two owners and two trainers and stuff that aren't getting their dogs in a race. So we would have to increase the amount of races, or do we simply just have to, I don't know, does that just mean a couple of dogs miss out? Because that's going to have a kind of a financial hit for an industry. And back in 2017, you're going to be more versed in this than I. But they scrapped the industry in New South Wales. That was backflipped on. And a lot of the argument there was because it is an industry, it is people's livelihood. So how do we tread carefully around this? And then I suppose, what's the opinion? And I guess, what is the main aim of your coalition then? Is it to scrap the industry again, or is it just to mitigate these issues going forward so it's safer for greyhounds and the other ethical elements that come into play?
Right. So no, our aim is to have greyhound racing banned across Australia.
Right.
Now, we recognise that that is not going to happen. And the reason it's not going to happen is because of the amount of money that the state governments collect in taxation from the gambling industry. Mm-hmm. Now, if there were no gambling, there would be no dog racing. So all of the Greyhound Racing Associations across all states receive money from the gambling industry, and they receive money from the taxpayer as well. So recognising that it's not going to be shut down, what we aim to do is try and improve the welfare for the greyhounds. So what we want to see is fewer greyhounds dying and being injured on the track, and that can be achieved by improving the track and reducing the race field. We also want to see whole-of-life tracking for the greyhounds. Mm-hmm. One of the problems is what we call the disappeared greyhounds, and we've done an analysis of that for financial year 19/20 in New South Wales, and there's 2,000 greyhounds that cannot be accounted for. So when the original ban was imposed, it was imposed as a result of a special commission of inquiry conducted by an ex-High Court judge into the industry in New South Wales. And he discovered that in the 12 years prior to him conducting that special commission of inquiry, mm-hmm. there were 80,000 greyhounds in New South Wales that could not be accounted for.
Right.
So the scale of carnage within the industry is not only on the track, it's also those dogs that are quietly taken away from the track, and because they're non-performing, they're just euthanized.
So there's a whole lot of moving parts. Unfortunately, we do have to move on, Dennis, but I believe you're going to join us again in a couple of weeks and we're going to discuss more of the commercial sides and I suppose that golden Easter egg race that will have occurred after that, and I guess any kind of the results from that. So thanks so much for joining the show, and I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks, Dennis. That was Dennis Anderson, President of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds, talking about the welfare of greyhounds. And as I said, we're going to catch up with Dennis in a couple of weeks to talk about this Golden Easter Egg race that takes part in early April, as the name probably suggests, and I guess any of the issues that came as a result and the commercial aspects of the racing industry, the greyhound racing industry as a whole.